Warm welcome to Remembrance. With the charity relocating from Brighton to our new Rustington Centre of Wellbeing, our residents took part in Remembrance alongside their new community for the first time this year. Two of the centre's residents, 102-year-old Nancy Bosted and 100-year-old Ken Hobbs, joined local blind veteran Jim Dunn, 82, in laying wreaths during the town's remembrance service on Sunday, 12th November. Nancy and Jim were supported by staff from the centre on the day, and Ken was joined by his son. Member Alan Walker, who is also from West Sussex, carried the charity's standard. Those residents who were unable to take part in the service at Rustington War Memorial were able to partake in remembrance at the centre during a service led by Padre George. On Armistice Day, staff laid a wreath and marked the 2-minute silence at the St Dunstan's Cemetery in Brighton. Community engagement lead for the Rustington Centre, Joe Parker-Smith, said, "Taking part in the remembrance event in Rustington was an honour, not only due to the importance of the occasion, but also as our first opportunity to join the local community. We received a lovely warm welcome and our blind veterans were invited to lead the parade. Meanwhile, we continue to take care of the St Dunstan Cemetery. It is still very much in our minds and was important that we marked remembrance at the site." A group of blind veterans supported by the charity, alongside staff and volunteers, also marked remembrance at Brighton train station. A 2-minute silence, during which the trains were stopped, was held and wreaths were laid at the London, Brighton and South Coast Railway War Memorial. Blind veteran Tony Harbour, who served with the Royal Air Force Police, said, "Having the opportunity to lay a blind veteran's UK wreath and be part of Remembrance Day events is a wonderful thing. It's an honour every year that I stand and remember the fallen. Those who fought for our freedom must never be forgotten. They gave their lives so we can be who we are today. It's about remembering so many people, including my father who fought in the First World War and fellow veterans who are no longer with us, but were like brothers to me."